This is Kurt Vonnegut, WNYC's reporter on The Afterlife. When I went looking for James Earl Ray, confessed assassin of Martin Luther King, on today's controlled near-death experience, I didn't have to wander deeply into paradise. James Earl Ray died of liver failure on April 23rd of this year. According to St. Peter, though, he has so far been unwilling to take a single step into the eternal afterlife awaiting him beyond the pearly gates. His diction and manners were those of an uneducated and despised member of a family which has, for generations, infected our country's polite society with petty and cowardly criminals and unsightly, dirt-poor failures in any case. He said to me that he wasn't going to set foot in eternity until a prison cell was built for him. "Put me in a cell, and I can be cozy," he said. "Put me in a cell, and I won't give a damn how much time is going by." Actually, he used the S word instead of damn. His conversation is still liberally sprinkled with the N word, despite St. Peter's pleas that he, for the love of God, pipe the hell down. He said he never would have shot the big N word, meaning Dr. King, if he'd known his bullet would make what the big N said and fought for so effing famous all over the effing world. He used the F word. "Because of me," he said, "little white children are taught that the big N was some kind of American hero, like George Washington. Because of me and my little old magic bullet," he said, "words of the effing big N have been carved into monuments of marble and inlaid with effing gold, I hear."